Hello, I hope everyone had a wonderful Easter. It is actually Easter while I'm recording this, so I am going to keep it short and sweet. We have had a long day with lots of fun around here. Oh, and they are 2 and 4, like my little ones. There's lots of fun to be had, but this mama's a little tired, and that's okay. Welcome to the Homestead Challenge podcast, where we will finally figure out how to make homesteading work in this modern world. I'm your host, Brittany, kind of crunchy mom and fellow modern homesteader. I've walked the path you're on, navigating burnout, overwhelm, information overload, serious lack of time, and uncertainty of where to even start. But I've also discovered a way to integrate homesteading into my modern busy life. If you're itching to kick off your homesteading journey on your terms, you're in the right spot. In each episode of this podcast, I'll be dishing out quick and straightforward homesteading tips, sharing home management systems, and providing modern solutions that fit seamlessly into your suburban lifestyle. Ready to turn your homesteading goals into a reality? Join me, and together we'll navigate the world of homesteading in a way that suits our lives. So grab that sourdough starter from the back of your fridge, girl. It's time to rise. So, because there's always so many festivities going on, I've been thinking a lot lately about how I can make things more simple in my home. And there's actually ways that I'm already doing this. And I wanted to share a couple of these ways that I make things just a little bit easier in my home every single, well, week or day or whatever it might be. And with this conversation, I'm really curious to see if you have anything you can add to it as well. So, as I am going throughout my day, I like to have these little mental triggers that kind of trigger some kind of other action or reaction, I guess. So, I actually have a terrible memory, and so simple things like remembering to water the plants or to feed the sourdough starter, not something that I always remember to do. And it's not like, I don't know, I'm sure that I'm remembering them. I'm just like, oh, I'll get to that later, or I'll walk by it and I'll be like, oh, I'll do that later, whatever the task might be. But there's certain triggers throughout my day that kind of trigger me to do these certain things, except I have not found one for watering. So if you have any ideas for that, let me know. So here is number one. I like to defrost all my meat as soon as I make my meal plan for the week. So it depends on how you buy your meat. I buy mine in bulk. So typically if I make my meal plan for the week, I may need to buy something from the store, but usually I have the meat on hand already. So I'll go ahead and as soon as I make the meal plan, then I remember I'm just going to defrost all of the meat right now, because if I don't do that, then I will not be so happy with myself later. I don't know why. I just don't love defrosting meat like in the sink and water. Like, it freaks me out. I don't know why. And then like there's certain like better cuts of meat I feel like you can't really do that with, or like the texture is just not right. I don't know. I could just be silly about that. But having that meat defrosted also means that I have less of an excuse throughout the week to perhaps order some food or go out to eat or something like that. So for you, if you don't buy meat in bulk, it might be as soon as you go to the grocery store right after you're doing your meal planning, which you need to be doing, by the way. So important. You have to meal plan, whether it's weekly, monthly, I do not care. Having a plan is so important, unless you're truly somebody who is living on like a real huge homestead and you have your own animals, you always have your own meat, you always are fully stocked, bulk, have all of your own produce, all of that. I know some people fly by the seat of their pants like that. That is cool if that works for you. For me, and for most, I think, suburban homesteaders or just people that are more typically living in like modern America, meal planning is really the way to go. All right, my next trigger, this one's really simple and it has helped me probably more than anything else. As soon as I preheat my skillet to make breakfast, I make like sausage and eggs every morning. As soon as I start preheating my cast iron skillet, I go grab a load of laundry and get it started. Because if I don't get my laundry started in the morning, it's probably never going to get finished that same day. I am 100% a morning person. I get like 90% of my productivity done probably before 3 p.m., 2 p.m., and then after that, not so much. So that timing might not work for you, but or maybe if you're more of a night person and you think that you're going to be more likely to stay up at night and fold laundry or do something like that, maybe it's when you're making lunch that you would be kind of having that mental trigger to throw in a load, whatever that looks like for you. These triggers are just something that works for me, but your timing in your life might be totally different. But like I said, every single day, just throw in a little laundry. One load of laundry a day keeps the giant piles away. Sometimes. Obviously, we all have laundry problems. But truly, like I really have not felt very overwhelmed with laundry since starting that, which is pretty awesome. And then lastly, feeding my sourdough starter. So when I first started with the sourdough, seriously, I forgot to feed it all the time. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes I forget to feed her now. Like, not sometimes, I still forget to feed her quite often. But it's been around for a while, so it's pretty hearty and it's fine. I don't do a lot of baking with my sourdough right now. Still, I need to. I just don't love it. I don't know. Maybe I just don't love it. Is that okay? Is it okay if I just don't love it? Am I allowed to say that? I don't know. But I love discard recipes. So that's usually what I use it for. So I don't care that much if it's perfectly bubbly all the time. But anyway, the number one thing that keeps me from feeding my sourdough starter is that I have to dirty a spatula or spoon and a measuring cup, which sounds so silly. But if you've ever worked with sourdough starter, it's just like so sticky and gloppy. And if you don't wash it right away, then it becomes like, could like become concrete basically, or just like super goopy. Cleaning it right away is really the best way to deal with this. Otherwise, you're just in for a world of hurt. So right before I do the dishes every time, which I typically do the dishes probably twice a day, like once after breakfast and then once after dinner. We have a lot of dishes. I should do it after lunch too, but usually after lunch, there's like a lot of other things going on. We try to get outside, whatever it might be. Anyway, right when I'm going to do the dishes, doesn't matter which time of day, I only feed it once a day, but it depends when I'm feeling less lazy about it. I will feed the sourdough. That way I can just put the dishes right into the sink. I'm already doing the dishes anyway, already dirtying my hands and things anyway. Is that a weird thing? I feel like I don't like to just like do one dish at a time because then I have to wash my hands and dry my hands. Then my hands get all dried and cracked. I have problems. It's okay. Anyways, I would love to hear if you have any triggers of any kind of activities that you do throughout your day that just make things a little bit simpler, because I really believe that building these things into our routine is the best way to keep doing them. I've heard so many people not do sourdough anymore because they killed their starter so many times and they were just over it, which I get, but it doesn't have to be that way if you don't want it to be that way. By setting these little mental triggers, things can be so simple. And I think that we could incorporate almost anything in, whether that might be if you're infusing some kind of herbs for herbalism, whether you are talking about needing to do something in the garden, whatever it might be, or harvesting something or weeding, whatever this trigger action might be, I think that there's something to it where you're building it into things that you're doing already. So I'm going to harp on it again. As always, before adding these things on, you have to have a solid routine in your house. You have to. It's going to help you so much, I promise. And it doesn't have to be a rigid, strict routine. Nobody loves, I mean, well, I guess there's people that love that, but like I'm not here for super strict routine. No, thank you. But these rhythms throughout our day, every single day, It's better for you and it's better for your kids if you have them. I promise it helps. And setting that foundation is amazing. And then once we set it, using that set routine and adding in those triggers to maybe add on some different things like sourdough can help so much. And it makes the process a lot easier when it's just built solid into your routine. It's not just this like weird one-time thing that you're learning to do and then you never do it again. No, we're building these things into our routine. We're gonna do it. I hope this helps you. If you do want to build that foundation for yourself, if you're looking to kind of get your normal schedule more just solidified, then please, please, please check out the Time Management Challenge. Go to thehomesteadchallenge.com/time. Totally free if you sign up. I give a lot of tips there on different ways that you can build those routines into your life, and hopefully it helps you out. Happy Easter, friends. Until next time. Bye. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Homestead Challenge podcast. I hope our time together has empowered you to take meaningful steps on your homesteading journey. If you've enjoyed our conversation and found value in today's tips, please take a moment to leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to me and it helps others discover the podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at Brittany L. Gibson. The link is in the show notes. Share your favorite takeaways from the episode, ask questions, or suggest topics of what you'd like to hear in the future. For an even deeper dive into the homesteading community, join our Facebook group where other suburban homesteading mamas share their experiences, ask questions, and support each other on their unique homesteading journeys. Just search for the Homestead Challenge community on Facebook and request to join. Remember, every small step on your homesteading path is a victory. Whether you're nurturing plants on your windowsill or mastering the art of sourdough, you're making a difference. Keep at it. Until next time, let's watch our homesteads flourish together.